Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. You know, one of the things we love to do is really explore an artist's career in detail.
Yeah.
And today's deep dive is no different. We're going to be looking at Lauren Daigle.
Okay.
Now, a lot of you have written in and wanted us to really understand, you know, how has she been so successful in both Christian music and, you know, in the mainstream?
Yeah.
So today's deep dive is going to be all about Lauren Daigle. And the source material we're using today is an article from Christian Culture News. And the article is called Lauren Daigle, A Crossover Success in Both Christian and Mainstream Music.
Very cool.
So our mission today is to, you know, really understand how has she been so appealing?
Right.
How has she navigated both the Christian and the mainstream music scenes?
Yeah.
And what makes her, you know, such a compelling figure in music today?
Yeah, you know what really struck me about this article was how much emphasis it placed on her own life and like being immersed in music.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just like a hobby or anything. It was like her native language.
Yeah, it sounds like her mother played a really big role in her life, just exposing her to so many different types of music.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that must have been so influential just in, shaping her musical sensibilities.
100%. And it was fascinating how the article connected like her early health challenges to her artistic development.
Mm-hmm.
So like this period of, you know, being isolated and introspection fostered not only like her spiritual growth, but also like this deep connection to music as like a means of expression.
Wow. Yeah. That's like, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like those challenges that she had when she was younger, you know, became like woven into the fabric of her music.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, at 15 years old, she, you know, makes a conscious commitment to her faith. And, you know, that becomes like a real driving force in her music.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how does that commitment actually manifest itself in her sound? Is it overt? Is it subtle?
It's there for sure.
Yeah.
It's not like hidden or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just like kind of woven in there very organically, you know?
Right.
You hear it in her lyrics for sure.
Uh-huh.
But you also just hear it in her approach to music as a whole.
Right.
It's like her faith is a source of like strength and inspiration for her.
Yeah.
And that comes through, especially as like the emotionality and the sincerity of her performances.
Okay, well, let's dig into that sound a little bit more.
Sure.
Our article, you know, describes her music as a blend of Christian music with like contemporary pop.
Right.
But what makes this blend so unique?
Right.
And how does it contribute to her really broad appeal?
She draws from both like the emotional depth and the like the storytelling tradition of Christian music and combines that with like the cagey melodies and the modern production techniques of pop music.
Yeah.
So it's a sound that feels both fresh and familiar.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Appealing to listeners who might not typically, you know, gravitate towards either genre on its own.
Yeah, it's like she's bridging a gap, you know? She's bringing these two worlds together in a way that feels very natural and authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what makes her so compelling, you know? It's not forced.
Right.
It's just who she is.
Yeah.
You know, the article mentions artists like Adele and Amy Winehouse as influences, but also, you know, Christian artists like Michael W. Smith and Chris Tomlin.
Yeah.
That's quite a mix.
It really is.
You know, it speaks to her ability to draw inspiration from a lot of different sources and kind of synthesize it into something that's uniquely her own.
Totally, yeah.
You know, you can hear echoes of those influences in her music, but it's never derivative.
Right.
You know, it's always distinctly Lauren Daigle.
Totally, yeah.
What about her vocals?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are drawn to her really powerful and soulful delivery.
Totally, yeah.
What do you think?
Her voice is like a defining characteristic of her sound.
Yeah.
It's not just about like, you know, technical skill.
Uh-huh.
It's also about like the emotion that she just pours into every note, you know?
Yeah.
You feel the weight of her experiences, the depth of her faith.
Yeah.
You know, the vulnerability of her heart.
Yeah.
It's all conveyed through her voice.
Yeah. And she's not afraid to experiment with a lot of different vocal styles too.
Right.
Like she can be really powerful and soaring one moment and then really soft and intimate the next.
Totally. Yeah. That dynamic range.
Yeah.
It just keeps listeners engaged.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how she uses instrumentation to create different moods and textures in her music.
Uh-huh.
So like, for example, you'll often hear like piano and acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Which lends like a feeling of intimacy and warmth.
Yeah.
But then she'll layer in these electronic elements, you know, to create a more modern and expansive sound.
It's like she's creating a conversation between the traditional and the contemporary.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's finding that sweet spot where they kind of coexist and enhance each other.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Okay, so her breakthrough album was called How Can It Be?
Right.
It came out in 2015.
Uh-huh.
And that album really marked, you know, like her entry into both the Christian and the mainstream music scene.
Yeah.
What was it about this album that just like connected with people?
Well, I think it was a combination of things.
Yeah.
Musically, it showcased like her vocal prowess and her ability to blend different genres so seamlessly.
Right.
Lyrically, it tapped into, you know, these universal themes of faith, doubt, hope, love.
Right.
Like emotions that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And perhaps most importantly, it just felt authentic.
Right.
You know, it was clear that she was singing from the heart.
Yeah.
And that sincerity resonated really deeply with listeners.
Yeah, the article highlights tracks like How Can It Be Trust in You and First as being really impactful.
Yeah.
I'm especially drawn to the title track, How Can It Be?
It's so good.
I just find it so beautifully written and so emotionally resonant.
It's a great example of how she can explore like complex spiritual concepts without being preachy or alienating.
Right.
The lyrics grapple with like grace and redemption in a way that feels personal and universal at the same time.
Yeah, it's like she's inviting you to join her on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual exploration.
Exactly, yeah.
All those songs are powerful, but there's one song that, you know, really like catapulted her into another level.
You say,
you know, what is it about this song that just connects so deeply with people?
Right.
Why has it become such an anthem?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it goes beyond just the music itself. Mm-hmm. You know, say it kind of arrived at a time when a lot of people, and particularly like young adults,
mm-hmm.
were really struggling with, you know, issues of identity, self-worth,
yeah,
and finding their place in the world.
Right.
You know, like in this world that's increasingly chaotic and uncertain.
Right.
Like, so the song's message of like, you know, finding your identity in something greater than yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really believing in your inherent worth.
Mm.
Like that resonated really deeply with people who are, you know,
yeah,
searching for affirmation and purpose.
And it's not just the lyrics. It's the music itself. You know, it's so powerful.
Totally.
And uplifting. You know, I get chills when I listen to it. It transcends genres. I mean, you don't have to be a Christian to feel the power of that message.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about believing in something bigger than yourself, finding your voice,
mm-hmm.
and standing firm in who you are.
And it's interesting how the song contrasts the world's harsh judgments with the affirming message of faith.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like an antidote to the negativity and self-doubt that I think a lot of us experience.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right. It's a powerful message of hope and resilience. And
the
impact is undeniable. I mean, it's won a Grammy Award at top charts.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Big deal.
And it's, you know, a perfect example of the crossover potential of Christian music.
Right.
You know, it demonstrates that, you know, music grounded in faith can have mainstream appeal
mm-hmm.
without, you know, compromising its message
or
alienating listeners who might not share those same beliefs.
Right.
It's really quite remarkable.
It is.
And that kind of leads us to the bigger conversation about Lauren Daigle and her overall appeal. I mean, she's won over, you know, both the Christian and mainstream music worlds.
Yeah.
She's won Grammy Awards, Billboard Music Awards, Dove Awards, which are like the top honors in Christian music.
Uh-huh.
What factors do you think contribute to her ability to just connect with such a diverse audience?
Well, I mean, we've talked about some of them already.
Yeah.
You know, her vocals are powerful.
Yeah.
That's a major draw.
Right.
They're captivating.
Yeah.
Regardless of like what you prefer musically.
Yeah.
And her lyrics are relatable.
Uh-huh.
Honest, and tap into those like universal experiences of
faith,
doubt, love, and loss.
And I think her authenticity really shines through in everything she does.
Right.
She's open about her faith, her struggles, her journey, and that vulnerability, I think, creates a real correction with her listeners.
Yeah.
That goes beyond just enjoying a catchy song.
Right. It's like she's saying, hey, I'm just like you. I have doubts. I make mistakes.
Right.
You know, I'm still figuring things out.
Yeah.
And that resonates with people.
Yeah.
Because it's real. It's human, you know?
Yeah.
You don't often see that level of genuine openness.
Yeah.
Especially in the music industry, you know, where image and perfection are often prized above all else.
Right. And the fact that she's received recognition from both the Christian and mainstream music industries, you know, that really adds to her credibility and her appeal. Like, she's bridging this gap and showing that you can be true to your faith and still, you know, achieve success in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about her touring.
Sure.
And live performances.
Okay.
You know, everyone who's seen her live says it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen her perform live?
I have.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Her Look Up Child tour was a massive success.
Yeah.
It attracted all sorts of different fans.
Yeah.
And she even collaborates with artists like Hilary Scholar from Lady A.
Okay.
Which adds, you know, another layer of variety to her shows.
I've heard her concerts are less like performances and more like these communal experiences.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a palpable energy and a sense of connection at her live shows.
Mm.
And the music is powerful, of course.
Yeah.
But it's more than that, you know?
Yeah.
There's this emotional depth, this feeling of like a shared experience that makes it really transformative for a lot of people who attend.
Yeah.
It's not just about entertainment.
Uh-huh.
It's about fostering a sense of community and a shared purpose.
Okay, let's talk about her impact on the Christian music industry.
Okay.
As a whole, you know, the article suggests that she's playing a pretty significant role in bridging the gap between Christian and mainstream music and maybe even redefining what Christian music can be.
Right.
What do you think?
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
You know, her success has definitely opened doors for other artists.
Right.
You know, inspiring them to experiment with new sounds and reach a wider audience without compromising their faith.
Right.
So, yeah, I think her willingness to push boundaries and defy expectations is changing the landscape of Christian music.
It's like she's showing that you don't have to choose between staying within a certain genre and achieving mainstream success.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be both true to your roots and embrace a wider audience.
Exactly.
And songs like You Say and Rescue are perfect examples of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they tackle these universal themes in a way that resonates with so many people and proves that Christian music can have widespread appeal without having to sacrifice its core values.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really exciting to see, you know,
how
she's impacting the industry, and it'll be interesting to see, you know,
where
her journey takes her next.
Now, before we move on to part two of our deep dive into Lauren Daigle, where we'll be looking more closely at some of her individual songs, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
What are the larger implications of Daigle's success for the future of faith-based music in mainstream culture?
That's an important question,
yeah.
And it's one that we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But it'll be fascinating to watch.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in just a minute with part two.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Lauren Daigle's career. You know, we've explored her background, her unique sound, her remarkable crossover appeal, and now I think it's time to delve into the heart of her artistry, her music.
Yeah, you know what? When I was listening to her albums in preparation for this deep dive, I was so struck by how she blends the personal and the universal, you know, in her songwriting. It's like she's singing about her own experiences, but in a way that resonates with something deep inside all of us.
That's a great observation, and it's something that a lot of critics and fans have pointed out. You know, it's one of the key reasons, I think, why her music has been so successful in connecting with such a broad audience.
Okay, well, let's talk about some specific songs and unpack what makes them tick.
Okay.
We've already talked about You Say, which is arguably her most impactful song to date, but I think it deserves a closer look.
For sure.
What do you think it is about this song that just resonates so deeply with people, and why has it become such an anthem, especially, I think, for young adults?
Yeah, I think on the surface, You Say is a song about finding your identity and your self-worth in a world that's, you know, constantly trying to define you. But if you dig a little deeper, I think we can see how it taps into a much broader conversation about the search for meaning and purpose in a world that often feels, you know, increasingly chaotic and uncertain.
Yeah, you're right. The lyrics, you know, they speak to this longing for something solid, something unchanging to hold on to in the midst of all that uncertainty. And for a lot of people, that something is faith.
Exactly. And it's not just about blind faith. It's about choosing to believe in something good, something true, even when you're, you know, surrounded by doubt and negativity. And that's a powerful message, especially for young people who are, you know, trying to figure out who they are and what they believe in.
Yeah, and it's woven into the music itself so skillfully. You know, those lyrics, the world's going to know your name and they're going to know it well, but you've got to let them know you're not defined by what they say. Those are powerful words. And when you pair those words with that soaring melody and her incredibly emotive delivery, you know, it's just chills.
Yeah, it's interesting how the song uses that call and response structure. You know, Daigle, she poses these questions about identity and worth, and then offers the affirming response. You say, I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say, I am strong when I think I am weak. And it's like she's having a conversation with the listener, guiding them towards a place of self-acceptance and belief.
And I think that feeling of personal connection is amplified by the fact that she wrote the song, you know, based on her own experiences of struggling with self-doubt and insecurity. So it's not just this, you know, generic message of hope. It's a deeply personal testimony that resonates with listeners because it feels so authentic and relatable.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to another one of her big hits. Rescue This Song, while still grounded in faith, has a slightly different feel. It's more intimate, more vulnerable, and it focuses on the theme of empathy and compassion.
Yeah, Rescue, I've always felt that song is like a musical embrace. You know, it's a song that reaches out to those who are hurting and offers a message of comfort and hope.
Yeah, and I think the lyrics capture that sentiment so beautifully. Lines like, I hear you whisper, you're afraid to be loved, but you don't have to be silent anymore. And those are incredibly powerful words, you know, that speak directly to anyone who's ever felt lost or alone or unworthy of love.
Yeah, and the music itself complements those lyrics perfectly. You know, it starts softly, almost tentatively, like a whisper of hope, and then it gradually builds layer upon layer until it culminates in this incredible soaring chorus that feels like a beacon of light breaking through the darkness.
The production on that song is worth noting, too. They use a lot of sonic space and reverb, which creates this expansive and ethereal atmosphere that feels both intimate and grand. You know, it's like the music itself is reaching out and enveloping the listener in this blanket of comfort and support.
And Rescue also showcases Daigle's vocal range and control, you know, the way she transitions from these delicate or whispered phrases to those powerful belting notes in the chorus. It's breathtaking. You really feel the raw emotion in her voice.
It's a testament to her talent as a vocalist and her ability to convey these complex emotions through her singing. It's not just about hitting the right notes. It's about channeling those feelings into a performance that connects with listeners, you know, on a visceral level.
Okay, let's talk about one more song, Look Up Child, the title track for her Grammy-winning album. This one has like a completely different energy. It's upbeat, joyful, and feels like an invitation to embrace life with a sense of childlike wonder and optimism.
It's interesting how this song, while still grounded in faith, feels so universally accessible. It's a song about hope and resilience and the power of choosing to see the good even when you're surrounded by darkness. And that's a message that resonates with people, you know, from all walks of life, regardless of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, I love the imagery in the lyrics lines like, look up, child, you don't have to be down anymore. What's lost can now be found. You can watch it all behind those. Paints us a vivid picture of letting go of negativity and embracing a brighter future.
It's almost like a musical pep talk, you know, encouraging listeners to shake off the weight of their burdens and embrace the joy and wonder that life has to offer. And the music itself reinforces that message. It's infectiously upbeat with a driving rhythm and catchy melodies that just make you want to get up and dance.
Yeah, it's impossible to not feel a little bit lighter after listening to that song. It's like a shot of pure optimism straight to the heart. So we've got these three incredibly powerful songs, each with its own unique message and feel. What is it about Daigle's songwriting that makes her music so resonant? Is it the lyrics? Is it the music itself? Or is it something more?
I think it's a combination of factors. You know, she's a gifted lyricist. She has a real knack for capturing complex emotions and experiences in a way that feels both personal and universal. Her words are poetic, evocative, and full of depth. But it's not just the words themselves, it's the way she delivers them.
Right? Her vocal performance is so integral to what makes her music so compelling. You know, she sings with such conviction and passion, and you can feel the weight of her own experiences woven into every note. It's like she's inviting you to share in her journey, to feel those emotions alongside her.
Absolutely. And then there's the music itself, you know. She's managed to strike this perfect balance between Christian and pop sensibilities, creating a sound that feels both familiar and fresh, accessible, and yet sophisticated. She's not afraid to experiment with different sounds and textures, but it always feels cohesive and true to her artistic vision.
It's like she's created her own musical language, one that draws from multiple sources, but ultimately speaks in a voice that's uniquely her own. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the impact that her music is having on listeners. You know, we've talked about her songs like You Say and Rescue offer messages of hope and comfort to those who are struggling, but I think there's more to it than that. What do you think it is about her music that makes it so impactful?
I think part of it has to do with the fact that she's not afraid to be vulnerable in her songwriting. She writes about her own struggles with doubt, insecurity, the challenges of navigating life in a complex world. And that honesty, that willingness to let people see her imperfections, creates a sense of connection and relatability that's just incredibly powerful.
It's like she's saying, hey, I'm not perfect. I have my own baggage. But even in the midst of all that, I choose to believe in something bigger than myself, something that gives me hope and strength. And that message is incredibly empowering for listeners who are, you know, going through their own struggles.
Absolutely. And I think it's also important to note the role of music itself in creating that impact. You know, music has this incredible ability to transcend language and connect with us on a really deep emotional level.
Right. It can soothe us when we're hurting, uplift us when we're down, inspire us to be better versions of ourselves.
And I think Daigle's music does all of those things. You know, it's music that speaks to the soul, regardless of your background or your beliefs. It's music that has the power to heal, to inspire, and to remind us that we're not alone in our struggles.
Yeah, it's incredible to think about the ripple effect that her music is having on the world. You know, how it's touching lives and changing hearts one song at a time.
It really is, and it speaks to the power of authenticity and vulnerability in art. You know, when we allow ourselves to be seen, to be heard in our rawest, most honest form, we create space for others to do the same, and that's where true connection and healing can begin.
Okay, so we've talked about the personal and the universal in her music, the power of her lyrics and her vocal delivery and the impact it's having on listeners. What else is there to explore in terms of her music? Where do we go from here?
Well, I think it would be interesting to delve a little deeper into some of the musical influences that have shaped her sound. You know, we touched on artists like Adele and Amy Winehouse, but there are other, perhaps less obvious influences at play as well.
That sounds fascinating, and I'm also curious to explore how her music videos and live performances, you know, contribute to the overall experience of her artistry.
Those are great points. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve into those aspects of her career and see what other insights we can uncover.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been talking about Lauren Daigle, and, you know, in the last part, we were talking about some of the musical influences that have shaped her sound, and we talked about Adele and Amy Winehouse,
right.
But I'm curious about some of the less obvious influences.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's interesting to think about the artists that might not be immediately apparent when you first listen to her music,
yeah,
but who have, you know, potentially contributed to her unique blend of styles.
Hmm.
So, for example, some critics have pointed out, like, traces of soul and gospel in her vocal delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Harking back to, like, legendary singers like Aretha Franklin and Mahalia Jackson.
Yeah, you can definitely hear that soulful quality in her voice, especially when she, you know, belts out those powerful notes.
Right.
It's like she's channeling this whole history of powerful female vocalists who came before her.
Exactly. And while her music is, you know, primarily rooted in contemporary Christian and pop, there are these hints of blues and even jazz that kind of sneak in from time to time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Particularly in, like, her phrasing and her use of improvisation.
Yeah, I think those elements add a layer of complexity and richness to her music that really elevates it beyond just standard pop.
Totally. You know, it's like she's drawing from this wide palette of musical colors,
yeah,
and blending them in a way that feels both familiar and fresh.
And it's that willingness to experiment and push boundaries that I think really makes her music so compelling.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just about fitting into a neat little box.
Right.
It's about creating something new and exciting.
So we've talked a lot about the audio elements of her music.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on her music videos. How do they contribute to the overall experience of her artistry?
Yeah, I think they definitely play an important role. Her videos are often visually stunning and cinematic.
Yeah.
You know, using these striking images and symbols to complement the themes and emotions of her music. So they're not just like afterthoughts or promotional tools, you know.
Right.
They feel like extensions of the songs themselves, adding another layer of depth and meaning.
I've noticed that a lot of her videos incorporate like elements of nature, wide open spaces, and themes of journey and transformation.
Yeah.
You think those are intentional choices?
I do.
That reflect maybe her own personal journey.
Yeah. I think those visual motifs are definitely intentional and speak to some of the core themes that run through her music, you know, like hope, resilience, the search for meaning and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the imagery of wide open spaces, for example, you know, that could be interpreted as like a visual representation of the freedom and possibility that she encourages listeners to embrace.
So it's like she's visually reinforcing the message of her music.
Exactly, yeah.
Creating this multi-sensory experience that deepens the impact on her audience.
Right, and then her live performances take that concept even further, creating this immersive experience that goes beyond just listening to the music.
Yeah, I've heard from people who've seen her concerts, you know, they say it's like stepping into another world.
It's true.
A world of pure emotion and connection.
Yeah, her shows are incredibly dynamic and engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
She's a massive eating performer. She really connects with her audience on a personal level.
Uh-huh.
She uses lighting and staging and all these visual effects to create like a truly immersive experience.
Yeah.
And her band is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that adds like another layer of energy and musicianship to the performance.
It sounds like she's going beyond just performing her songs. You know, it's about creating an experience.
Yeah.
A shared journey with her audience.
Yeah, you could say that, you know, it's about fostering a sense of community and shared purpose.
Yeah.
Reminding people that they're not alone in their struggles.
Right.
Inspiring them to embrace, you know, the hope and joy that music can offer.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Lauren Daigle's career,
yeah,
what would we say are the key takeaways? What are the things that really set her apart?
Well, I think her ability to connect with such a broad audience is remarkable. You know, she's bridged the gap between Christian and mainstream music in a way that very few artists have been able to do.
Right.
And I think a big part of that success stems from her authenticity, you know, has her willingness to be vulnerable in her music.
You know, it's not just about talent.
Right.
It's about being true to yourself and sharing your story in a way that resonates with people.
Absolutely. And beyond that, I think her musicality is undeniable. You know,
yeah,
she's a gifted vocalist and songwriter who's created this unique sound that draws from all these different influences, but ultimately feels distinctly her own.
Yeah. And she's using that talent to create music that's not just entertaining, but also deeply meaningful.
Yeah.
It offers hope and comfort.
Uh-huh.
It inspires reflection and introspection.
Right.
And it encourages listeners to embrace, you know, the fullness of who they are.
Lauren Daigle is a true artist in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
And it'll be fascinating to see, you know, how her journey continues to unfold in the years to come.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Lauren Daigle.
Of course.
We hope you've gained a deeper appreciation for her music, her impact, and the person behind those incredible songs.
Oh,